Page 43, Summary of Fall 2010 Resolutions by Frank Welty. At each of our conventions, the CCB Resolutions Committee puts in long hours preparing resolutions for consideration by the assembled membership. Resolutions are the means by which we set the policies of our organization, so the importance of the committee's work cannot be overstated. Once again, in her role as co-chair, Lena Bandy did a wonderful job chairing the committee meetings and reading the resolutions on Sunday morning. I had the privilege of serving as acting co-chair. Committee members Jean Lozano, Charles Navarette, Dirk Neihardt, Linda Perel, and Robert Wendt each made significant contributions to the drafting of the resolutions. We appreciated the willingness of the authors of the resolutions to provide their input during the editing process. During the fall convention, the resolutions committee considered six resolutions. Resolution 2010B1 dealt with Sensory Access Foundation, the State Department of Rehabilitation, and their financial relationship. This resolution was withdrawn by the author. Resolution 2010B2 urged specific California state officials to direct the California Health Benefits Exchange to address the accessibility of internet-based health care information resources. Resolution 2010B3 called on the Department of Rehabilitation to implement a Business Enterprises Program contract with the United States Postal Service and supported the California Vendor Policy Committee's use of a full evidentiary hearing to resolve the matter. Resolution 2010B4 called upon the California State Department of Education to require that all textbooks in electronic formats which are approved for use in the state's K-12 public schools shall be made available in a format that is fully accessible to students who are blind or visually impaired, and that electronic book readers used in the schools shall be accessible. Resolutions 2010B5 and 2010B6 were the appreciation resolutions to the convention hotel and volunteers.